Ceramics. This is Rick speaking.
Hey, Rick. Is Joe in by chance?
Yes, who's calling, please?
My name is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Yeah.
With who?
Cardiff. Sounds a little weird on the phone. Sorry.
And what is that?
We're a private business bank in San Diego. I'm trying to follow up here on some financing that was done with Huntington National.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not sure if he's going to... He's in his office. Can you hold for a second?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hello.
Hey, is this Joe?
It is.
Hey, Joe, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay. I just wanted to circle back with you here real quick. We had extended a finance offer here about 2 weeks ago to you in the business. You had been recently pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. Just kind of wanted to touch base with you there, see if you had anything in the pipeline we could help you out with.
I don't think so. Not now.
So maybe anything you were looking maybe towards the down the road there, or maybe typically a time of the year that you do look to bring on equipment or any capital?
Usually the first of the year, first quarter of the year.
Okay. Is it what kind of moves do you typically look to make there?
Nothing major. Potentially some equipment, but I won't know until after our trade meeting, the first of the year.
Okay. Is there a big trade show that you attend every year there?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Was it like some milling equipment or scanners there you were looking to bring on?
Yeah, probably a scanner.
A scanner?
Okay. Maybe. We'll see.
How's this year been? I know it's been quite a roller coaster there for the industry.
We had a pretty strong year. Surprisingly, I think. I've got some friends that they didn't do quite as well, but... Yeah, there's definitely some changes going on. There's no doubt about it.
It's incredible. I've been working with a lot of businesses there in the industry, and just with the amount of updates the technology goes through, and these kind of almost factory ran businesses taking over, it's been quite a ride you guys have been have to go through the last year or two. So.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's gonna get strange. That's for sure.
You know, strange can be good, though.
Well, we'll see. It's been, I don't know. I don't have a secret recipe anymore. It's just hopefully, the accounts keep getting busy and...
Yeah, how are you guys able to get your name out there? Do you have, a marketing strategy that you've implemented?
Word of mouth.
All word of mouth?
Yeah,
okay.
Typically if somebody's calling, they're calling for price.
Mm-hmm.
Called the wrong place. It's not, it's just, my general philosophy is pretty basic, and it's not based on, ignorance. If somebody's calling me and they're asking me about price, I still have yet to have a conversation where somebody can tell me how good my work is based on what I charge for it.
I gotcha.
And so it's typically that those kinds of phone calls, they're just going through the phone book and they got to the D's.
Mm-hmm.
Or
they're just looking for the cheapest price possible, basically.
Yeah, and that's not us, but that doesn't mean that there's not a need out there. So typically, one of my regulars accounts will refer somebody to us, and those accounts tend to stick.
I gotcha. Is it a lot more like custom work that you guys do there?
Yeah,
or?
For sure.
I see. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of I've heard there's been a little bit of a trend switch into kind of more of the custom work, just because the customers want quality a quality product there. But I've heard some of these people, the price point they can get it down to, you're not able to compete there. On the smaller business side, that's for sure.
No, it's hard for us, but it's also, to me, it seems kind of like a race to the bottom, and that's never really been our market, fortunately. Now, I'm also not naive. I realize that, you know, the insurance thing is changing dramatically. There's a lot of pressure on all the docs to get away from fee-for-service.
Mm-hmm.
Which is my primary account, I would imagine, and yeah, so it's going to be really tricky to manage, especially over the next 2-3 years to see. And I,
yeah.
That, you know, the other side of it is a lot of the automation has come from need too. It's not just pricing. The finding quality technicians is extremely difficult. There are just not many left.
That was actually you saying that. That's what a lot of business owners I've been talking to, they were saying it's not even now finding the work, it's finding people to do the work.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, training is one option. I don't like it. It's, it tends to, I don't want to say waste of time. I've trained too many over the years that have just bailed. And
yeah, and with the technology changing so quickly too, it's probably hard to keep up with that as well.
Can't. Yeah, you simply can't. But the cycle, keeping in mind one thing, especially with equipment and system, scanners make sense because as the manufacturing side changes, which it will, scanners make. You know, they're going to move from one media to the next because we're way behind. And it's because we're such a small portion of the market.
Yeah.
They spent, you know, when they first started moving into the CAD section, they spent a ton of money in research and development on the CAD, and they missed out on other options like, you know, three-dimensional printing. I've got my brother-in-law is in commercial design, and they've been doing 3D printing for over 7 years now.
Oh, wow.
And they haven't even really started that option in dental technology, so we're just behind, and it's because so much time and effort was spent on such a small portion of a market that they can't shift as fast.
Yeah.
Even though there's, you know, millions of crowns are being placed every day, it's not that big of a portion of any business.
Mm-hmm.
It's also stuff I can't sell, so that's, I've looked at it, I've tried, and we've tried to sell the CAD stuff, and my docs won't buy it, so I can't really make that shift yet. But the printing side still allows labs to tie the artistry of a technician with technology, and I think that's going to be maybe some interesting things for the future, and they're really pushing it now, just now.
Yeah.
So the meeting coming up in February, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff on printing there, and they're training on it now, so we'll see.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are you guys having to outsource the scanning part, or do you have that equipment currently? It's just kind of old.
We don't do any.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's something new you're looking to add on there?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've got the scanning that's taking place is taking place in the doctor's office.
I see.
And then the milled models or the printed models end up here, and then we work on them on the more of the analog side. So we're almost 100% analog. Now, as I say that, I scanned my first crown in, 98?
Oh, wow.
And was up and running and doing really well, and then the company that I had attached myself to, it was kind of closed hardware and software, and they shifted companies and kind of put me out of business on it, and so I've been real leery to jump on that again, although now we look at everything, it's moving along, and there's not the same type of problems.
Yeah.
the machine paid for itself, but I'd still like to be using it.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So I'm real careful.
As you should be.
Probably the last guy on the street to make the change, but that's, you know, that's my nature.
You know, yeah, you don't want to, it's got to be the right time, you know, for you to do that. And everyone, every business is going to move at a different pace.
I can imagine that I have doctors that are seeking that out without having a conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had it. Nobody's ever called me up and asked for a cheaper CAD crown or anything like that. So as long as I'm busy, which I am, and there's not that type of requirement. But the problem, I was doing an awful lot of custom implant work that I can't do now. And I've tried, I've been struggling. I'm outsourcing that to other laboratories, and that's something where I'm really going to have to find and get into some type of scanning system where I can do that again.
Yeah. How big is the facility you're in right now currently?
As far as employees?
Yeah, like employees, eight. Equipment, eight employees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I mean, do you have... You're operating with some milling equipment and all that. It's just the scanning process that you're having to outsource.
We're not milling on site. And any kind of scanning is being done in the doctor's office, not mine. So I don't really scan anymore. Yeah. So what happened? The company that I went through, I think three generations of scanners with, they had an argument with their software company when they came out with their brand new scanner, and the original software company didn't fulfill their, I guess, responsibility to the previous scanning machine, so they just kind of shut that division down and left a bunch of us hanging. So I haven't scanned a die for, been about 18 months now, I'm going to say. Something like that. Haven't missed it necessarily.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have done, because I do get digital model work, and I've done a couple of virtual type wax-ups and such, but it's still not what I think our products need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all on the milling side. It's not the printing side. I still think the printing is going to be a little bit more accurate and allow a little bit more independent production, because see, ultimately when you scan, the software pretty much decides what the crown is supposed to look like, and it takes that individual thing away from the technician, and that's the one thing that I've never done. I've never made two crowns that look the same, and that's kind of why we're busy, I think.
That's crazy, though.
It's cool, interesting. But it's not going to get easier. It's going to get more difficult.
Exactly. And as far as, you know, bringing that scanner on potentially next year, is that something your facility is able to hold? Do you have enough room for something like that?
Oh,
for
sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I got 2,500 square feet. I got plenty of room.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you got a pretty good sized facility there.
Yeah,
then.
For us, it's more than what we need, but I like the elbow room.
Okay. Well, what I'll do here, Joe, do you have an email by chance? I can just shoot you my information. That way, a few months down the road there, when you start looking around there, this is something we can maybe revisit.
Okay. It's DCLTDI. N is a Nancy, C at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, I have DCLPDINPD, like in, as in Danny, Perry Danny.
L, T is in Tom, D, David.
Oh, T is in Tom. Okay, LTD. Okay, INC at sbcglobal.net.
You got it.
Perfect. I will shoot you an email right now. It's just going to summarize the offer we sent out. It'll have all my direct contact information. I'll maybe try and reach out here, you know, maybe early, mid-January, just to revisit everything. If anything does come up before then, definitely don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Sure.
All right. It's good catching up with you, Joe. We'll be in touch.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.